Let us look briefly at some of these definitions. This is all from the encyclopedia or from the Webster dictionary, which is accepted by the whole world. What a waste of time, huh? We'll read it anyway, inshallah. The origin of birthday parties. You know, many people say, birthday party, big deal, it's only a party. Big deal, it's only a party. What's the origin of it? Let us see. The tradition of birthday parties started in Europe a long time ago. The tradition of birthday parties started where? Now you've got to learn this, because you have to rebuke those that are doing it, and if you do not, what's knowledge without action? It was believed that evil spirits, listen carefully, it was believed that evil spirits were attracted to people on their birthdays. Who was attracted to people? The angels. Evil spirits. To protect them from harm, you need the birthday of a person. They believe that to protect yourself from the evil spirits that are attracted on that day you were born every year, friends and family to protect them from harm, friends and family would to come to the home. It's not really good English. In other words, friends and family would go to the home of that person who's having his birthday to be with the birthday person and bring good thoughts and wishes. And bring what? Good thoughts and wishes. Giving gifts brought even more good cheer to ward off the evil spirits. Now, I wonder why they give a lot of presents. So they can ward off more spirits. The bigger the present, the bigger the spirit that will leave. Correct? Masallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how birthday parties began. At first, this is not mine, this is in the dictionary and the encyclopedia. This is from their work. At first, it was only kings who were recognized as important enough to have a birthday celebration. As time went by, children became included in birthday celebrations. The first children's birthday parties occurred in Germany and were called Kinderfests. Kinderfest, alhamdulillah, that is the origin of birthday. What is the origin, Ahmed? No. What is the origin of the birthday? Who's going to tell me? To ward off evil spirits. Correct. Is that halal in Islam? What are you committing here? If you believe in this, what are you committing? So how can you have birthday, brothers and sisters? How? How can you have birthday parties? Let us see Halloween. We'll get to Christmas now, inshallah. Halloween, the meaning of Halloween. If you thought Halloween was a time for children dressed in cute costumes of witches, goblins, ghosts or devils to knock at your door calling trick or treat, you had better wise up. There is more to Halloween, much more. I'm not going to read it all. It's just too much. Did you know that Halloween is a day witches celebrate above all other days? Witches have 8 major festivals throughout the year. The major witchcraft festival is October 31, or better known as Halloween. Even that, if we stop there, we understand that Halloween is based on witchcraft in Islam is what? Why is it shirk? Son Allah alayk. MashaAllah, you've been really studying, haven't you? MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Allah yahfazna yahfazkum, inshaAllah. The earliest celebrations of Halloween began among the Celt. Who is the Celt? People in the white English people in England, you can say. Or those who have in America and England, Australia, convicts and so forth. A Celt who lived more than 2,000 years ago. Celtic countries celebrated the vigil of Samhain in honor of their god, Samhain, Lord of the Dead. In order to please Samhain, the Druids, these are the Druids that are people who actually perform this It's the origin of Halloween now. Listen carefully. The Druids are the ones that believed in this concept. It began then, and it just continued. The Druids held cruel fire rites. Prisoners of war, criminals, or animals were burned alive in odd-shaped baskets. By observing the way they died, the Druids saw omens of the future. Good and bad. The Druids also put on grotesque. What's a grotesque? Something that looks very, very ugly. And terrifying costumes. They believed that if you dressed in a horrible enough fashion and went trooping around with the spirits all night, they would think you were one of them and would not harm you. That's why they do trick or treat. The Celts believed that when these spirits came to your house, trick or treat, if you did not treat them, they would trick you. You know what I mean by trick and treat? You know what Halloween is, don't you? You don't know what Halloween is? Alhamdulillah. People in Halloween do trick or treat. What they do is known, especially in America, at least where all the evil originates anyway. In Halloween, they really celebrate Halloween over there unbelievably. And the children wear the ghosts and the goblins and whatever balut they wear on them, and they look ugly. The grotesque uniforms, the ugly looking things, in order to attract whom? The spirits, so the spirits won't hurt you or harm you. So they say, if you do not go to door and trick or treat on the doors, and you know how they exchange gifts and so forth for trick or treat, they say if you treat with these sweets and so forth, exchange, you will not be tricked by the spirit. Alhamdulillah. Doesn't look like many of you understood it, but alhamdulillah. It's a pagan-based belief, and inshallah, that's all we need to know. It's witchcraft.